News from Reuters, 2023-12-11/, Harvard faculty rally around beleaguered university president Claudine Gay. Several hundred faculty members at Harvard University on Sunday signed a petition asking school administrators to not bend to political pressure to fire the school's president over her congressional testimony about anti-Semitism on campus. A concisely worded petition was signed by at least 570 professors and was delivered Sunday evening to the 13-member Harvard Corporation, which has the power to fire University President Claudine Gay. More professors indicated they also wanted to sign, according to a co-author of the petition. Pressure has hiked on Gay over the weekend, after University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill resigned on Saturday. Gay, McGill and Massachusetts Institute of Technology President Sally Kornbluth before a U.S. House of Representatives Comms Committee last week about a rise in anti-Semitism on college campuses following the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war in October. The trio declined to give a definitive yes or no answer to Republican Representative Elise Stefanik's question of whether calling for the genocide of Jews would violate their school's codes of conduct regarding bullying and harassment, saying they had to balance it against free speech protections. More than 70 U.S. lawmakers signed onto a letter demanding that the governing boards of the three universities remove the presidents, citing dissatisfaction with their testimony. But Allison Frank Johnson, a Harvard professor of history and a co-author of the petition delivered to the school's corporation, rejected the politicized calls for Gay's removal. "I get the impression that many people don't know how much support she has, as a scholar, colleague, and administrator, within the university, including from people who sometimes disagree with her," Frank Johnson wrote in an email. "We don't want to lose her because of a political stunt." Frank Johnson would not provide the language of the petition, but confirmed that it asks the Harvard Corporation not to bend to political pressure, including pressure to remove the president. Jewish students, families, and alumni have accused the schools of tolerating anti-Semitism, especially in statements by pro-Palestinian demonstrators since the Islamist group Hamas attacked Israel on October 7 and killed around 1,200. That attack prompted a by Israel that has left over 17,700 Palestinians dead, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. Several hundred faculty members at Harvard University on Sunday signed a petition asking school administrators to not bend to political pressure to fire the school's president over her congressional testimony about anti-Semitism on campus. Web, Harvard faculty rally around beleaguered university president Claudine Gay, updated underscore time, 2023-12-11T04:24:15.901Z, published underscore time.